Hang Out with Heather is brought to you by Sorbet Four Ways Mall, because you all deserve a sorbet spoil.
You are listening to Hang Out with Heather. Hang Out with Heather on Niche Radio.
Hello and welcome back to Hang Out with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you once again on Niche Radio. It is a glorious summery day here in Johannesburg. We have had some interesting evolvements and situations over the weekend, most of them political, which I won't go into because that is obviously not the tone of my show, as well as some earth tremors as well yesterday, two of them, one in the morning and one last night, that I actually felt. So a lot of disturbance and a lot of disruption going on in and around our country currently. I have a great show lined up for you nonetheless. I'm going to be discussing a little bit about the opening of the brand new Times Square casino complex in Menlyn in Pretoria, which is absolutely, absolutely stunning. I've discovered a great little restaurant for takeaways and for amazing little breakfasts. I'm going to be chatting about a new play that's opening up at Joburg Theatre this week called the Caucasian Chalk Circle. And then I'm also going to be discussing some Easter gifting. If you have friends or family that are far away and you'd like to gift them for Easter and you were battling with some ideas, I have all your solutions right here. So do stay tuned. But before we get into the show, on Saturday morning, the Lily's Leaf Centre held a commemoration of Ahmed Cathrada, who passed away last week. And I was lucky enough to catch up with Nicholas Volpe from the Lily's Leaf Centre and just find out a little bit about the commemoration ceremony and what happened on the day.
Following the passing of Ahmed Cathrada, a great icon and struggle steward of our liberation struggle, a person who personified, articulated and expressed the very essence of what our liberation struggle was about, Lily's Leaf decided to commemorate and remember him in our own way. And the decision was that we would hold a candle lighting ceremony throughout the day on Saturday, the 1st of April. So we had people coming in during the course of the day to light a candle to remember him, to reflect on his unselfish, incorruptible contribution to the liberation struggle, to reflect on his amazing contribution to our new democratic dispensation, to reflect on what a meaningful contribution he made to our society, and to understand how we can try and reconnect with the ideals to which he represented, personified and articulated. We also put a commemorative book for people, or I should say a condolence book, for him to sign, for people to sign and express their thoughts about Ahmed Cathrada and what he meant to them in their own private way.
So as I said, Times Square Casino is now officially open. I was lucky enough to join some very select media on Friday evening for the media launch, where we were entertained and fed on the deck of the Altitude Bar, which is a fantastic bar that's open. Amazing, amazing view. Outside bar area, deck, there was entertainment from the Rocketeers. We had some amazing food. And then we also got to do a behind-the-scenes tour of the casino. And we went into the Purvey Lounge and just had a look at everything before it opened officially to the public. So that was really, really exciting. And then obviously on Saturday morning, unfortunately, I was unable to attend, but there was a breakfast as well as a ribbon-cutting ceremony with Miss South Africa Demi Lee was there, the Times Square General Manager Brett Hopp was there, Sun International's Chief Executive Officer Anthony Leeming, and a whole bunch of other of the top brass were there for the ribbon cutting. And Times Square, which is currently, so they've got the casino open now. A little bit later this year, they'll be opening the Grand Arena, which is the huge 10,000-seater arena with a massive amount of parking. And then next year, they're going to be opening the hotel portion of the complex. But this entire production or development has cost 4 billion rand, and it is Sun International's largest investment in a casino development in 15 years, and it forms part of the Menlyn Main precinct. This is now the second biggest casino in South Africa, second only to Grand West in Cape Town. So, yeah, they started building last year. This has gone up, as I always say, faster than Wade van Niekerk at the Olympics, and they are due to be done in 2 years. So, yeah, sort of around about April next year. The casino currently has 2,000 slot machines on the floor, as well as 60 tables. And then, as I said, the Privé Lounge and the private gaming rooms, which were really very spectacular. And the whole thing about the casino complex is that it features around time. So the futuristically designed casino features, there's over 1,000 digital screens which are being optimized to generate evolving mind and mood experiences. So throughout the day, the colors of the casino are constantly changing, from a warm yellow in the morning to a green at lunchtime to your darker blues and purples, etc., as you get more towards evening. So but really, really beautiful, and everything is just absolutely perfect. I'm not a big gambler. I don't spend a lot of time in casinos. I will have a bit of a play on the slots here and there if the opportunity presents itself, but I'm not. But I was really, really impressed. And there are also 18 restaurants and bars, including 40s Grill and Bar, which is going to be absolutely fantastic. Something's Cooking by Jay Something and the lead singer of Mikasa, as well as Guy Fury's Kitchen Bar. So that's also absolutely fantastic. I can't wait to go and eat at those. So if you want to check them out, you can head on through to their Facebook page, which is facebook.com/TimeSquareRSA. That's time without the S, so Time Square. Or you can also follow them on Twitter at TimeSquare_SA. So do go check that out. That's absolutely fantastic. And if you do enjoy a good little bit of a gamble, go through and check them out. This weekend, I went through and had a meal with a friend of mine at a restaurant that I'd never heard about. It's called Gorge in Boskrane. There is actually another one in Cramerville as well, as I believe. It was a really, really quaint little restaurant. Seats probably about 25 people maximum. There's a little outside deck area and then the indoor restaurant. And basically, the whole, you know, it's not a big restaurant. It's more of a sort of a takeaway lunch sort of a venue. But the one thing that they do sort of, you know, really promote is the use of fresh foods. So the sandwiches are made fresh in the morning. They're in the fridge for an hour and a half max, and then they are removed and replaced with fresh ones. So if you're looking for fresh and wholesome food, Gorge is definitely the place to go. And we had an absolutely delicious breakfast. But I was lucky enough to catch up with Neil, who is the owner, and I had a very fantastic chat to him about Gorge and what they're all about and their ethos. So have a little listen as I chat to Neil. So we are with Neil, the owner of Gorge in Boskrane. Tell us a little bit about the restaurant, what people can expect, and your methodology and how this all originated.
Yeah, I mean, the idea came around from, you know, we felt that there wasn't enough options on the marketplace for people who wanted to sort of grab and go for the lunch. Mm. And enough healthy options as well. So we wanted to build a brand around that, along having health elements as well involved with the concept. Mm-hmm. So anything from sort of banting to paleo to if you're an Englishman like me who wants a roast beef sandwich and whites, you can also have that. But everything's made on site, everything's fresh. We look at the suppliers that we have, we look at traceability with our products. So sometimes, you know, we're not a Woolworths or a Spar in the sense of, you know, you've always got the same products on the shelf. Sometimes
it's different. Variety is the spice of life, right?
Well, small suppliers sometimes, you know, we call them our hippies. You know, they sort of we have to order like 3 weeks in advance to get a product, and it arrives 5 weeks later. So, so we're constantly trying to source new products. But yeah, the idea was it's a grab and go concept. It's a little bit of a mindset change for a lot of South Africans. Mm. They like to sit down and be served. So we're trying to... Deliveries are a big part of our concept. So, you know, if you're working in the office environment,
office park, yeah.
You know, you can order online, you can ring us up, you can come and pick up whatever it is you may need. Obviously, coffees and breakfasts are a big thing for us. You know, I think people are very much routined about where they go for their coffees and breakfasts in the morning.
Yes.
And I think that's a big part of our business that we've been driving for the last 18 months. And yeah, so it's
fresh, natural.
We don't want to use the word. We use the word health, but I don't want to be known as a health shop. Mm. We want to be more about fresh, innovative. looking at world trends at the moment and seeing whether we can bring that into South Africa or not.
So easy to go, grab and go.
Yeah, I think it's everything's about, you know, when people come in, we want them to trust what we're about.
Yeah.
You know, whether it be the coffee that we serve, which comes from sort of a local grinder who makes it for us, to the bread that's delivered fresh every morning, to the suppliers that we use for our meats and our dairy products.
Yeah.
You know, we want that consistency going forward, but obviously, you know, we may change our product, but I think the bottom line is it's about being fresh.
Yeah, okay. And how can everyone get hold of you?
Get hold of us. Well, you can use our website's probably the best thing to get hold of. We've got an app you can get on. You can join through that website. Mm-hmm. So it's gorgesa.co.za.
Okay.
Otherwise, you can obviously, and on that website, obviously, you can get telephone numbers for both of the stores and the individual emails. And through that website, you can join our app. App has a loyalty program to it. You can order online, pay online. So we have those facilities as well.
We really had a super experience, and I cannot recommend Gorge in Boskroon more than enough. If you are also working in Cremerville, they're open during the week. So go and get your fresh sandwich or banting wrap or whatever it is that you desire for lunch. They really are super, super fantastic. So if you'd like more information about Gorge, you can visit their website, gorgesa.co.za, or if you want to go to the Boskroon shop, they're located at the Boskroon Shopping Center, which is on the corner of President Fashie and Hawken Road in Bromhof. And then you can also give the Boskroon store a call on 011-793-8146. Yum, it was really, really good. Moving over to theatre now, opening this week, the Caucasian Chalk Circle is the latest offering from the team at Joburg Theatre, and it is a particularly relevant play to the current affairs going on in South Africa and, in fact, many societies around the world to an extent. The play is running at the Fringe, or on the Fringe stage at Joburg Theatre from April the 5th through to April the 23rd, and is a play set within a play type of vibe, and features a stellar cast featuring Aubrey Poo, Isaac Duval, Jacques Vormerance, Nialeti Ndubani. There's a whole bunch of like local actors that are involved, so it looks like it's going to be really good, and I'm looking forward to going through to see this. So the story unfolds in the made up town called Grzinia, where a government expert is sent to sort out a land dispute between two groups of farmers, and things sort of evolve as the play goes along, including government corruption and land disputes, the vast gap between the rich and the poor, woman abuse, etc., all set amongst socioeconomic issues constantly seen in our country and almost every other country around the world as it is. So they are pretty heavy topics, but the scenes are always meant to be sort of quite humorous. So I'm really looking forward to seeing that. So that's on at the Joburg Theatre in Braamfontein from April the 5th to April 23rd. The ticket range from 100 to 180 rand each, and you can get them on Joburg Theatre website, which is joburgtheatre.com, or you can give the box office a call, 0861 670 670, or you can also get your tickets via web tickets. That's the Caucasian Chalk Circle. Don't forget that everything that I'm speaking about on the podcast is available on my website, so you can head across to heatherhook.com and just go and click on the relevant article. I've got articles, I've got the links to all the booking, to all the websites, all the prices, everything that you need to know. Sticking with theatre, don't forget Priscilla, the stage show, Priscilla Queen of the Desert, is heading to Monte Cassino from Friday the 28th of April to Sunday the 18th of June. This is set to be absolutely fantastic. I love the movie and I'm so excited to see the stage show. So do make sure you have your tickets, because I do actually think they're going to sell out pretty soon. So tickets are available from CompuTicket.com, or you can also go onto the Tsohosan website and go and check them out, or you can give CompuTicket a call, 0861 915 8000. There's a variety of group booking discounts, group hospitality packages, show and stay packages with Monte Cassino. So do head on through to heatherhook.com and go and check that out. No kids under the age of 12, however, just due to the nature of the content. So yay, that's Priscilla. Make sure you have your tickets. Now, if you've been battling or wondering what to get
the friends and family that are far away from you that you cannot spend Easter with, or maybe there's somebody in your office that you'd like to spoil, or you're away from your loved one or your partner and you'd like to surprise them with an Easter delivery, NetFlorist, once again, have you sorted. I am crazy about NetFlorist. They just have the perfect gifts. I'm not the most original gift buyer ever, and I get frustrated walking around malls, and I'm sick of getting, you know, socks for the gents and, you know, soaps and bath goodies for the ladies. To be honest, I hate getting bath goodies. I don't own a bath. I only have a shower in my cottage. So, you know, I hate gifts that, you know, don't really benefit me in any way. So I really feel that NetFlorist have an amazing selection available. So if you are looking for something to send, from chocolate to flowers to a combination of chocolate and flowers, as well as their great personalized gifting range, which is now available. It's very, very cool. They've actually got a tray of yummy Belgian truffles in a really cool and beautifully decorated box, which can be personalized with the person's name. Or if your friends are more of the boozy type, but like me, you can send them a bottle of white wine with a personal message on it. A really cute little happy Easter bunny, and you can put your little, you know, lots of love message or whatever you want. And then they also have a variety of stunning combos of eggs and flowers that's perfect for just about anyone, or your gran, or whoever it may be. And all their gifts come in a variety of price ranges, which is kind of cool, because sometimes you don't want to spend like a ton of money on someone that you don't know that well. So you can definitely find a price to suit your pocket. And you can check out NetFlorist's full Easter range on their website, which is netflorist.co.za, or do head on over to my website, heatherhook.com, click on the NetFlorist post, and I've actually got the link directly to the Easter specials and the Easter offerings. So that's quite cool. So there you go. I've got you sorted for Easter. That is it, unfortunately, for today, Tuesday. My time is up and I need to love and leave you. Please, as I said, go check out heatherhook.com. Everything's on there. If you want to get engaged with me on social media, you can follow me on Twitter, Heather L. Hook. I'm also on Facebook, facebook.com/HeatherLHook. Instagram, Heather Louise Hook. And as I always say, if there's an event that you're hosting, or there's something going on in and around your neighborhood or your town, and you feel that I should be covering it on the show, please drop me an email, heather@heatherhook.com. And I'll be back with you on a Friday. Have an absolutely, absolutely fantastic day. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.